Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
We are currently in Lent. We've been in Lent for a few weeks now. And today in our Heartbeat, you talked all about fasting.
Yes, and many people have already started this at the beginning of Lent.
Yeah.
But I just thought I'd, you know, talk about it and encourage people, if you haven't done anything, start.
And I think give us another perspective on fasting and why we're doing it. We know that in Lent, typically, as we've maybe for those of us who've been Catholic, let's say our whole lives, and something we would have known from probably a young age, particularly if we went to Catholic primary schools, often it talks about what are you giving up? What are you giving up? And that notion of a sacrifice. And that's kind of also where the fasting is. It's about giving something up, putting something off. And during Lent, we focus on fasting, prayer, and almsgiving. And I've been thinking more and more about the reason we do those practices, the reason we do lots of practices in our faith is for heart transformation. It's not to do something just to do it.
No.
It's all about God's heart, because sometimes I think particularly us as Catholics, because there are so many different elements to our faith and different things that we do as practices, it can be easy to forget the reasoning or the heart behind it.
We can lean into thinking they're all rules. Oh, great, another rule I have to, you know, obey or do. No, then, well, in a way, yes, I guess they're encouragement to do those rules.
It's a tool to help you grow closer to God.
Yes, but when
that's what the practice is.
Yeah, but when your heart wants to fall in love with God more, yeah, you take up those practices, those guidelines, those things that we're encouraged to do at different times in different seasons, because there's the liturgical season of the church, so we can focus on heart transformation, focus on our heart and God's heart. Our heart to be transformed into more of God's heart. And then they become less of rules and more of this will help me. Like I grew up not having meat on Friday, and I know that's encouraged during Lent. I actually grew up any Friday you don't have any meat. It was just a done thing. And I, every time Friday comes around now, I always think, oh, I'm going to have fish today or something. It's funny, I don't feel it as a rule. I don't feel it as a hindrance. But I realize that it was to encourage you that on a Friday, because that's the day Jesus died, that you're saying, Lord, I'm thinking of you, of what the sacrifice you've done.
Yeah.
Now, during Lent, we were encouraged to really do that. But some people decide to do it every Friday.
You gave a definition of fasting as abstinence from all or some food and drinks for a set period for a specific purpose. And particularly what I liked about that was where it says specific purpose. Like there's a reason why we're doing this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and like I talked about intermittent fasting, because the health industry, doctors, say, well, it's good, you know, not to eat for this set period. But what's the purpose? For your physical health.
Yeah.
Whereas our purpose is for our spiritual health.
When I don't eat, I have a confession though, I get very grumpy. So I do struggle with the fasting from food.
What do they call it in toddlers and children?
Hangry?
Yes. They're hangry.
That is me.
They're not hungry, they're hangry.
I admit to it, yes. Now, so with Christian fasting, you talked about telling God in this Lenten season that we mean what we say and you're important to me, God. That's what, when we fast,
that's what we're telling him.
But what I liked is, or you talked about, it's also a time of self-reflection. So fasting is actually a time of self-reflection, which I probably haven't thought about it in that way before. And I suppose it's because that fasting, like when you go to, let's say, if you are fasting from food, go to grab that sandwich that you'd like to eat, it's a prompt to be like, oh no, hang on a sec, God,
well,
I want you more in my life. That's the
self-reflection. But I also think we do things out of habit without realizing sometimes. So it's like, oh, I actually always go and try and grab a chocolate at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. But the self-reflection is just grabbing that, but then it's going, no, I'm going to deny myself. One, that's not healthy to always do, because you get the sugar fix, but then you get the sugar drop as well. But it's not healthy to do. But we're saying, Lord, I need you. I don't actually need that chocolate. So again, you're trying to change your own self-need to saying, Lord, I sacrifice this for you and your plans in my life and for what you've done for me, and I thank you for what he's done, sort of thing.
You gave what I would have said with like 3 points that I think are quite helpful. And the first was that fasting leads to self-examination, which is kind of what you were just saying there, that self-reflection. And you said to do this, though, we actually would have had to start before we actually did the fasting. There's an element of self-reflection or examination that happens before we do the fasting, because we have to think about
what am I going to fast about from. Yeah. Could be social media, TV, favorite TV show.
Yeah. So first we do that. But that then, as we're doing the process of fasting, leads us to further self-examination.
Yes.
So it's like a well going deeper and deeper. So I liked that point. And then the next one that you said was, and then from self-examination, this leads to repentance. So that's when we look at ourselves and we're like you were saying before, wow, God, I do need you in this area. I'm frail. Would you come? And that is a good time, and we often talk about in Lent going to reconciliation, because that recognition of, God, you are so amazing.
And the gift of reconciliation is not just, Lord, here's my sins, here's my issues. It's, Lord, I need your grace.
Yeah.
Because you get an extra gift of grace in that sacrament. So what's the seven sacraments? The sacraments are where we know Jesus is truly present.
Yes.
So the sacrament of marriage, when you're committing yourself to the partner that you've decided you're going to live with for the rest of your life, that there's a special grace that God is present there and gives to you. So this reconciliation isn't just a confession. That's why they changed the name. It's not just a confession of my sins. It is reconciling myself to the Father and to my church community, but it's receiving a gift of grace of more of Jesus in my life, for my life.
That's very powerful.
Very powerful.
Very powerful.
And so sometimes I don't really know if I've got sins to confess, just go and get some more grace.
Yes. Step in there. Yeah. And then the third point that you said was self-reflection. It helps to renew our soul. So it brings us closer to God and that deeper relationship, because it's all connected really, isn't it?
Yes.
Like I reconcile, God gives me more grace, and then I become deeper in my relationship with him.
My spirit becomes stronger. The Holy Spirit, I listen to more. I use his gifts more. I'm concentrated on God more and the pure and goodness of God, which rubs off into my life. My life is better.
Yeah. Because we see then with those things how fasting really does give you a heart transformation when you're approaching it like that, as opposed to I'm just giving up and trying to do it in my own might.
Yes. So like, the fasting needs to lead to reflection. And the reflection then you lead to hopefully deeper spirituality and the deeper love of God that he has for us and hopefully we have for him.
I got told a story of a friend who was doing a fast. And after a few days into the fast, because he was doing quite a big one, he just so wanted to eat something, but he just kept holding off. But then eventually he actually decided, you know what, I'm doing this because now I'm doing it to do the fast.
To prove it?
Yes. And so you know what? He said, I decided to go eat a bit of bread because it wasn't about that.
God
about
anymore. My, it was yes.
And so that's like, and I just love that story because it's like my intention had changed. Yes. But it's really about heart transformation.
And that's so, what I mean. Yeah. What's your intention?
What's your intention?
And that's the self-examination. What's my intention for this? And if the intention starts becoming back to your own self, oh, look at me. I've, you know, fasted for 10 whole days even.
Then you miss the point.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And so I just feel like that's just a beautiful story. It
is. Very good.
Of in ourselves even checking
being
when we're
honest
doing
with
it.
Ourselves. Yes.
What am I doing this for?
Yes.
Now, ultimately, it is for self because we want ourselves to become more like Christ. So there is a bit of that self, but is it, there's a line between
it's
which
like
one
a,
we're going for.
It's a
for.
Good selfishness.
Yeah. So this week I've got for our weekly challenge, it will be different for people depending where they are with their Lent this year. The first one is ask the Holy Spirit to show you what area you should fast in. So if you haven't started fasting yet, it's still time. It's okay to start now. And fasting is actually something you can do all year round. You don't, it's not just about Lent.
Well, you could say, Lord, I'm fasting today because I really need your prayers and
your guidance
in this area. Great. Fantastic. Yep.
So that's a weekly challenge for those of you who maybe haven't started fasting. And for those of you who have, I would encourage you as your challenge to reflect on whether or not your fasting is leading you to a deeper relationship with God by thinking about those things of, is it leading me to repent? Is it renewing my soul? And then, you know, that will point you in the right
direction. Are you becoming grumpier and grumpier and grumpier?
Like
as Emma said, I get hangry.
That's right. Hopefully not.
But maybe then reflecting, wow, this food, lack of food, makes me so angry. Lord, I need you to, you know, help me take this away.
Is that your way of telling me, like, I'll reflect on that this week. Thank you. No, but I know what you mean about that is. It is about coming back to ourselves and going, okay, what are my real intentions here? And God, I need you more than I need this.
Yes.
All right. Well, we hope that you really enjoyed that chat this week. Maybe it's been challenging for you. And we look forward to talking with you all, chatting with you all next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.